USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has made Juneteenth the nation's 12th official holiday. June 19th marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers told slaves that they were free.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power. A day in which we remember the moral stain, terrible toll that slavery took on the country and continues to take.
It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Day was created in 1983. The Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Affordable Care Act. The justices ruled that Texas and other Republican-led states, as well as two individuals, had no right to bring their lawsuit to federal court. The ruling, which was written by liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, didn't decide whether the individual mandate was unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
The Biden administration said it will invest more than $3 billion in the development and manufacturing of antiviral medicines to create an evolving line of coronavirus treatments. The new plan, called the Antiviral Program for Pandemics, will respond to the call for antivirals to treat COVID-19 with medications that prevent serious illness and death from the disease. The National Institutes of Health, National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and the Biomedical Advancement Research and Development Authority will take part in the program. A tropical storm warning has been issued for much of the Gulf Coast as meteorologists continue to closely watch what the National Hurricane Center has called a potential tropical cyclone 3. Forecasters say the system could further develop into a tropical depression or subtropical storm sometime on Friday. If the system continues to strengthen enough, it could be called Tropical Storm Claudette. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A small town in Georgia is trying to go on its own due to the rising crime waves in nearby Atlanta. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
In the Atlanta community of Buckhead, the debate over becoming an independent city has been brewing on and off for decades. Now, amid a spike in crime, calls to split from Atlanta have grown louder than ever. Homicides are up by 63% compared to the same time last year and up 43% compared to the same period in 2019. The city has seen more than 300 shooting incidents since the start of the year, up 45% from what it recorded last year this same time and up 55% from 2019. Bill White is the chairman and CEO of the Buckhead City Committee. He tells Fox News enough is enough.
We are living in a war zone. That's how we describe living in Buckhead. And what has happened here in the last several years is an incredibly dangerous spike in crime and a complete vacuum of leadership. The police in Atlanta are great policemen and women. We love them. They just want to do their job, and they're not being allowed to do that.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.